Welcome to Real News on this Thursday evening, and my topic is crazy, sleepy Joe Biden. What in the fuck is going on with this guy? People, I'm convinced that some of you that so strongly support him, and don't get me wrong, I have a really good friend of mine, okay? And we disagree 100% politically with what Joe Biden's doing. But my point is, he works so much, he pretty much doesn't watch anything. He doesn't pay attention to the speeches. He doesn't see Joe Biden's divisive rhetoric, like nothing. And he has such a strong opinion. You know, he's always resorting to talking about what Donald Trump, like, in other words, if I bring up something Joe Biden said, the first thing that comes out of his mouth is, well, what about Trump? You didn't care that Trump talked to Kim Jong-un and that he was his buddy. And I'll say something like, which is a fact, I'll say something like, let me give you an example. I will say something like, you do know that the North Korea rocket testing is happening again now under Joe Biden and under Trump. Trump stopped it, right? And he will literally just start laughing and be like, where are you getting your information from? Under Trump, Kim Jong-un was shooting rockets around all the time. Anybody can actually do a research, which will literally take you maybe 10 minutes at the most. And you can see where, yes, Kim Jong-un was doing rocket nuclear tests until Trump basically said he would leave North Korea in a pile of dust. Those were not his exact words, but that's basically what he told Kim Jong-un. Okay? Kim Jong-un and North Korea feared the Trump administration. They feared Donald Trump. Because they knew that he would follow through with what he told Kim Jong-un. Okay? So it's little things like that that tells me that certain people, like a friend of mine, is not paying attention to anything. It's just little slip-ups like that. That is so, you know what I mean? Like things that you could actually pull up with your phone within 5 to 10 minutes. And check for if it's fake news or real news. So going back to Joe Biden. Joe Biden, this is today, Thursday, is the second day. Again, Joe Biden is going after people that's unmasked. But more than that, he's going after the unvaccinated. Again, literally preaching to us. And in a very angry tone, saying he's losing his patience with us. And today he actually made a statement that he's going to look at other steps in order to get us to take the vaccine. And it's like, dude, and you know, I know people that's listening to me have heard me say this in previous podcast episodes. You know, the more you push on me to do something, I'm going to push right back on you. I'm not going to cave. And you're talking about, all I see is a weak, frail, pushy, creepy old man that is angry because people don't see things his way. I mean, literally yesterday, I'm not going to go into this today on this podcast, but yesterday he's trying to change the filibuster law and the voting rights law. You know? I love it when he's like, the Republicans are standing in the way of freedom and people voting. No. Republicans just want everyone to have a voter ID. And I have a question. What the fuck is wrong with that? Doesn't everybody that drive, don't you all motherfuckers have a driver's license in your wallet? Why wouldn't you want to show, like, you know, right now, if you go to your voter's precinct, you got to verify everything and you got to show them your license. So I have a question. What the fuck is the problem with that? I don't see a problem with that. But what the Democrats want to tell you about the voter thing and how they want to change it is, They call it the Right to Vote Act or the Freedom Act, and they're saying Republicans are doesn't or the Republicans want to suppress your vote. No, motherfuckers. The Democrats want to change everything so they can steal elections, because they want motherfuckers jumping the fucking wall illegally and coming over here, and they want those motherfuckers voting. And you know, I'm going to go off tonight about some shit. You know, I'm part Costa Rican. That's right. My mom came here in 1965. And you want to know how she came here? She came here legally. You want to know what? My mother has friends that are Republicans in Miami. And they're Cuban people. And she has other Puerto Rican friends, Costa Rican friends, people that came here. And you know what? It's kind of ironic. Every one of them came here the legal way also. What seems to be the problem? What's up with this illegal migration? You know, we are a nation of laws. Follow them or get the fuck out of here. You know, that's what makes America exceptional. And that's the way it is, folks. Because once you lose the state of law, and you become a lawless nation, then you lose what makes America so great. Look at the crime running rampant in these blue states, in these Democrat-run cities and counties. Why is it that you saw in California, what was it, in 2020, Washington State and Portland, you know, in New York City, you know, people just looting stores, burning businesses to the ground. You know, I have a question. If the Democrats are so great, why did this happen under Democrat leadership? All the cities that are wanting to defund the police and all the crime-ridden trash ghetto shitholes are run by a fucking Democrat. You know, what happened to just obeying the law and just being a responsible adult? Why is that so wrong? You know, the mainstream media in Hollywood, they want to make you feel like you're wrong. But I know for a fact I'm on the right side of history, because I've never changed my values. I mean, I don't get what the attack on police is. You know, like if a cop pulls me over, you know, you just do what they say to do. Hand him your driver's license. Let him look at your insurance card, you know, say yes, sir, no, sir. You know, if you give respect, you're going to get respect back. But these motherfuckers that get pulled over and get shot, what's the first thing they do? The cop says, sir, please don't reach for anything. Sir, please shut your car off. Sir, please put both hands on the steering wheel. But do they fucking do it? No. They fucking reach in a glove compartment, reach under a seat. Well, guess what? Your ass is going to get shot. You're going to get shot. That's the way it is. You want to get shot? I can tell you how to. When a cop pulls you over, start fucking reaching for the glove compartment after he says don't. And watch what the fuck happens. I guarantee you're going to get a bullet in the head. Because he doesn't know you, motherfucker. Okay? And you need to fucking pay attention. You know, if he says, hey, here's your driver's license or whatever, you need to fucking show your driver's license, show your insurance. Be kind to him. He'll be kind to you. You know, and I'm going to let you in on a little secret. You know how many tickets I have in my lifetime? I don't have one fucking ticket. I have two warnings for a headlight being out mainly, and I didn't know it, like a verbal warning. And I think I rolled a stop street once, and I got a verbal warning for that. And I believe I got a verbal warning for that because I was very, you know, professional with the officer. I showed him respect. He showed me respect back. And that's how it works. And another thing that works is, you know, don't be driving around in a suspended license. And that's another thing. What is it? Is it a Florida thing? How many people that I see are habitual driver's license suspended? How in the fuck does that even happen? How are people driving around with no insurance constantly and have a suspended license, one after another, after another, after another. You know, I have friends of mine that are federal officers in a correction institute. You know, there's people doing prison time for a habitual suspended license. Imagine being such a loser. You're fucking doing 2.5 to 3 years locked in a cage because you're such a dumb fuck that you can't keep your driver's license active. How dumb are you? Maybe that's what you deserve. You know what I mean? A hot and a cot. That's probably all you deserve just for being a fucking moron. But anyway, let me go back to this. Every day it's something new with this fucking president. So anyway, today this motherfucker president of ours, if you want to call him that, which I want to call him an installed corrupt leader that was installed, that stole this election from Donald Trump. I mean, let's get real. He did not get more votes than Donald Trump, okay? Sorry, you're never going to convince me of that lie. Okay, this guy was installed. The whole system is corrupt. The United States has been sold out to China. And they just can't tell you that because they don't want to cause a panic. So in the meantime, they're going to fundamentally change America to what it once was. I mean, I told you people, I am in my early 50s. And America is starting to get unrecognizable to me. Why is it that any TV series I watch or any new movie I watch, but mainly TV series, why do they shove all this woke left Democrat shit down your throat in every series? I don't understand. You know, there's no, I mean, I don't get it. Like, we're getting away from like traditional family values. At least that's what America stood for when I grew up. Now we're just a nation of just clueless idiots. But anyway, let me set up this video I'm going to play for you. This is Joe Biden in his own words. And he said today, first of all, he attacked unvaccinated people again. You know, this guy, he's supposed to be so fucking smart and supposed to have the best doctors around him, like Dr. Fauci. And, you know, I love how they say, you need to listen to the science. It's your patriotic duty to get the vaccine. No, 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 no. I'm a free American. It's my patriotic duty to have my own medical decisions. That's my personal decision, not the government's or not anybody else's. At the end of the day, I should decide what medical treatments that I want or don't want. And that's the way it's always been. Until now, and they want to change everything. Anyway, let me set up this clip. So this asshole gets on TV today and he's talking about, I guess they're going to ship out high quality masks to every American that needs one. And then he's talking about how masks are uncomfortable, but you need to wear it. First of all, you know, Omicron is not that bad. We're literally on the end of this variant. I don't see people dropping off dead like flies one after another like I did with the Delta variant. Okay? But I'm seeing that people that have the vaccine and have 2 or 3 boosters that I know right now, I know people that had the vaccine and 2 or 3 boosters, and they right now have the Omicron variant. And guess what? Some of them are not doing too well. You know? And the other thing that pissed, you know, the other thing that I find very, very funny is these people that are so quick to line up, to roll their sleeve up, to get the COVID vaccine. The funniest thing I see when they get sick, this is amusing to me. They're like, yeah, I'm very, very sick, but just so you know, I'm vaccinated. And I'm sure if I wasn't vaccinated, it would be much, much worse. Really? You're sure that it would be much, much worse if you wasn't vaccinated? Really? Oh, so you're Dr. Fauci now? You're the CDC medical director now? You're a virologist now? You've studied diseases before? So now that you're sick, you feel like you have the right to tell unvaccinated people, well, get your vaccine because I'm sure it would be much, much worse if I wasn't vaccinated or boosted. That's speculation. That's your assumption. That's your opinion because you're not a medical doctor or professional. Like, you're a fucking cashier at fucking racetrack or some bullshit. You see my point? I'm not making fun of that job. I'm just saying. You know, you're working the drive-thru or Taco Bell, just say, and all of a sudden, you know, oh, I've got the Omicron variant, and I'm better in 2 or 3 days. But I'm sure if it wasn't vaccinated or boosted, I'd be worse. Ugh. No, the Omicron variant is not that bad, people. Okay? But it's completely contagious. It's more contagious than any other variant. Here are the facts. The Omicron variant is more contagious than any other variant that we've had to date. Fact check that. Okay? In fact, check this. The Omicron variant is less deadly than any other variant we've had. Boom. Those are the facts. They cannot be denied. As much as the media wants to twist it, they don't want to tell you what I'm telling you. Okay? But these people that are so pro-vax, you know, the way they go on and on with the, it would be much worse if I wasn't vaccinated. You're just thinking that. You have no way to know that. How do you, where's your data from that? You can't compare that to anything. See what I'm saying? So basically, you're talking out your ass. You're talking out your fucking ass. So stop spreading misinformation and lies. And stop fucking judging the unvaccinated. You know what? How about mind you? Mind your business. You know what I mean? Like, remember growing up in a household and your parents would be like, mind your business. I'm sure you heard that when you was a kid. Well, guess what? Maybe you need to learn it now. It's not your business if somebody's unvaccinated. That's their fucking business. Do you pay their bills? Right? Do you fucking pay their rent or their mortgage or their car payment? No, you don't. You buy their fucking groceries? No, you don't. Mind your fucking business and go the other way. Anyway, I keep getting sidetracked here because there's so much shit I want to talk about. But let me set up this clip. So Joe Biden went on TV today and he basically said, we're going to give out, you know, all Americans are going to get these high-grade masks. So here we go, spending more of our tax money again. And I have a question. Why didn't Joe Biden, if Joe Biden wants to send the mask out, isn't he a day late and a dollar short? I mean, we're towards the end of the Omicron variant. According to the CDC, you know, don't take my word for it. Go ahead and fact-check me, motherfuckers. Go check it. Go check it. All these scientists and virologists and motherfucking people like Dr. Fauci said that we're going to be over Omicron within the next few weeks. Go and fucking fact check me. I want you to. I want you to see that I'm spreading hashtag real news, not hashtag fake news. If I was spreading fake news, my name would be Chris Cuomo or Don Lemon with their shit trash programs that do nothing but spread lies and cause division and misinformation in this country. And you know what? I'm tired of it. I'm fucking tired of it. So I'm going to tell you people the truth. Whether you want to hear me or not, I speak the truth. Fact check me. Okay? Omicron variant is not a killer variant. It's just not. And if you're told something else, then you're wrong. Then you're spreading misinformation. And if you're vaccinated and you get sick and you're over it in a day or two, stop fucking posting on Facebook and social media bullshit. Like, I got over it quick and I know it's because I was vaccinated. You don't fucking know that. You don't know it. Because I know people that are unvaccinated and got over this shit in 2 days. Okay? Do you understand? You see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? You can't compare it to that. The Omicron variant is different. Okay? I know a handful of people that have Omicron that got over it and they're unvaccinated and they got over it within 48 to 72 hours. I know vaccinated people that got over it with 48 and 72 hours. But some of the difference is some of the vaccinated people are smearing the unvaccinated or posting the misinformation and the lie that I just said, where they'll say, I'm finally feeling better, but I'm sure if I wasn't boosted, I probably would be worse and I'd be in the hospital on a ventilator. No. So stop saying it, because you sound like one of these CNN talking head bullshit, fake news, misinformation network. CNN, you know what I call them? Clown News Network. Because there's fucking literally clowns that work over there. All they want to do is spread a false narrative. You know, everything is racist. Whatever they disagree with. If you don't agree with a CNN host, oh, you must be a racist. You must be an insurrectionist. You must be one of those Trump people. Man, shut the fuck up with this division, because it's simply not true. And look up CNN ratings. I want you to. Okay. Find a middle of the road network, or find a middle of the road report. You know, don't go to Fox ratings. Don't go to CNN ratings. Find somebody neutral and look at what they tell you about Fox News ratings and CNN ratings. And you'll see that CNN ratings are at the bottom of the barrel. You know what that means, the bottom of the barrel? The lowest of the low. Their ratings suck, and their ratings keep getting worse. Nobody's paying attention to that bullshit. But anyway, I'm getting away from it again. I'm going to play the clip of Joe Biden with his absolute hypocrisy and craziness. And I have just something to say. Joe Biden is so adamant about sending masks to every American. This is a serious issue. Why didn't he do it within the first 100 days? Didn't Joe Biden run on saying that he was going to shut the virus down? Remember? You know, I played this clip for you a couple episodes back. I played the clip. It was Sleepy Joe Biden in his own words, where he said, I'm not going to shut down the economy. I'm going to shut down the virus. Good luck with that, Joe, because guess what? COVID-19 deaths as of right now, as of today, under the Biden administration, there's more deaths under the Biden administration than under the Trump administration. So guess what, Sleepy Joe? Pat yourself on the back, because you suck. You know, admit it. You never had a fucking plan for COVID. It was all bullshit talking points. You're a fucking lying piece of trash. So anyway, without further ado, here is our almighty, weak president in his own words.
To control the spread of COVID-19. And when you're indoors in public places, you should wear the mask. And there are lots of different kinds of masks out there. And the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, says that wearing a well-fitting mask of any of them is certainly better than not wearing a mask. If it's well-fitting, over your nose. But it's about one-third of Americans report they don't wear a mask at all. As I've said in the last 2 years, please wear a mask. If you're in a, you know, I think it's part of your patriotic duty. It's not that comfortable. It's a pain in the neck. But I've taken every action I can as president to require people to wear masks in federal buildings and on airplanes and trains, because they cross state lines. I've made sure that our doctors and nurses and first responders have the masks they need. Never again are we going to have our nurses using homemade masks and garbage bags over their clothing for hospitals because they don't have the gowns. We've more than tripled our stockpile of the most protective specialized N95 masks since coming into office. This is going to make sure that there will be an ample supply of healthcare workers and first responders. We also have helped make sure that high-quality masks are widely available in ample supply at affordable prices, sold online and in stores. But I know that for some Americans, the mask is not always affordable or convenient to get. So, next week we'll announce how we are making high-quality masks available to the American people for free. I know we all wish that we could finally be done with wearing masks. I get it. But they're a really important tool to stop the spread, especially of a highly transmittable Omicron variant. So please, please wear the mask.
Did you hear that insanity, people? Did you hear this guy? Like, what in the hell is up with this dude? I can't figure the guy out. And what's all the rambling about and the stuttering and the backtracking? You know, this guy sounds like he's got fucking peanut butter in his mouth. Or does he have a fucking dick in his mouth? I don't know what the fuck is wrong with the guy. But holy hell, man. Like, you know, end this crap already. You know, I hope they fucking... Isn't it the 25th Amendment? Can somebody just, like, push for the 25th Amendment and have this guy thrown out of office? This guy is literally the very worst president we've ever had. You know what? It's the truth. You know, and all this racist crap talk, you know, if you're against him, you're a racist. Well, you know what? Go and look it up on YouTube where fucking Joe Biden, like 15, 16 years ago, gave the eulogy for former KKK activist Robert Byrd. Fact check that. Go ahead. I dare you. He gave the eulogy at Robert Byrd's funeral and said about how of a great, amazing man he was. And this is a former KKK member. Really? So a white racist that's racist against minorities, black people, people of color, whatever, Latinos. So Robert Byrd was an amazing person? Funny, you didn't see Trump give any kind of a speech like that. I'm just saying. But anyway, I just want to catch you people up on sleepy Joe Biden's blatant fucking hypocrisy again. A day late and a dollar short on fucking masks. So what are these high quality masks? Does he even know? I mean, why did he not say N95 masks? Because we just found out this week. We just found out this week, people, that they said cloth masks don't work. So for a year and a half, people have been using cloth masks, and now they don't work? Just like I told you people a year ago, the CDC are lost. They don't even know what they're doing. You know, I would rather them come out and say, you know what, we don't have a plan. Because the information changes from week to week. Just fucking tell us. We're grown-ass adults. But they want the administration, Dr. Fauci, they want to talk to you like you're a child. They want to talk to the American people like they're not intelligent. But you know what? There's a lot of intelligent people on this planet. And it's disgusting the way this administration panders and the way they talk down to the American citizen. It's wrong and it's divisive. And that's all I got to say about that. So I just wanted to catch you up on our president's blatant hypocrisy. And as usual, if you're listening to this for the first time, I'm not sure what platform you're listening to me, but I'm on every single platform. Literally, I am on Pandora now. I am on Apple Podcasts. I am on Spotify. Let's see, what else am I on? Did I say it? Amazon Music. Google Podcasts, Stitcher Podcasts, Breaker Podcasts. I'm also on iHeartRadio, so I don't know where you're listening to me from. I'm also on Audible. So wherever you're listening to me from, if this is your first time, if somebody suggested my podcast to you and you're listening for the first time, welcome. Please hit the follow button. What else? Refer me to your friends. And also, feel free to give me some feedback. You can find me on different social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just type in Real News with Lee Leffingwell. If you find my page on Facebook, you can leave me a review. I hope it's a good one. Leave me some comments. Leave me some feedback. You can also email me at realnewsocala@gmail.com. And again, thank you for listening. Until next time.